The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are not necessarily representative of the Coalition or of any other entity. This content is intended for mature audiences only.
Going on, people, the Throwdown, episode 165. I'm your cameraless host, Tony Polanco, and tonight I'm joined by Emilio Lopez.
Ah, what's up, guys? Welcome back, 2018.
Chris Seeley.
Hey, happy new year, everyone.
Carlos Romero.
Ignore the current title. This is Throwdown, so
God damn
don't
it.
Get it confused.
And Adam Vale.
What's up, people?
Yeah. By the way, Manny, that was kind of a little bit of a fortuitous kind of fuck up on your end because I hadn't unmuted you yet. So it was actually perfect. Like, I unmuted you the instant you unmuted yourself, you know, the room here. So, yeah, as Carlos pointed out, the title's all fucked up because I forgot to do that. And, yeah, I guess we're off to a bad start for the year. It's like, my camera ain't working. The fucking title's all messed up. But it's all good, man. You know,
it's all good. We back.
It's all good from Diego to debate, right? So Brian is out for, we got to come up with a British-y reason.
He can't have to for the wedding, the royal wedding.
Yeah, he is.
Got to get his suit.
He's got to prepare for the royal wedding because apparently that's a holiday now, right?
I don't know.
I'm guessing it is in England, right? And Brett's in Hawaii, man. Ain't that about a bitch?
Yo, man, he did the right thing. He escaped from all the fucking snow that we're getting up in the up of the northern part of the country.
That shit is crazy right now, man.
I wonder if he took his switch.
Yeah, right. Maybe.
Oh, come on, you know he took that thing.
You took that switch, man. You took that switch. It's interesting. He leaves after everybody comes back from vacation.
No, but that's a smart move because I'm sure the shit's cheap as hell.
Yeah, I told him, you may be the smartest guy here, you know?
No, yeah, you don't leave before the fucking holidays. You leave, like, after, when everything's dropped.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Speaking about that, man, how was everybody's holidays, man? What y'all do?
It's good. Good here.
Yeah, you know, spend time with the kids and the wife and stuff. Did all that. You know, got to do some Skype with my family back in New York. So
nice.
That was cool. I saw your little Jose and everybody. You know, all of my moms.
Yeah, my brother.
Yep. He was there and his wife and the kids and stuff. So that was cool. Jeez. I haven't seen those people in forever.
I went to actually right before Christmas or something like that, or New Year's, between New Year's, Christmas and New Year's. I actually went up to New York yet again. To visit, actually the same day that I went to visit to hang out with Tony and Chris.
Yeah, buddy.
I actually also went to, you know, had a lunch with my uncle Danny, who's pretty much the guy responsible for, you know, me even drawing.
Oh shit!
So yeah. Like he back when I was younger, he wanted to be a comic book artist. So, you know, he taught me a lot of the stuff that I knew and pretty much took it from there, you know. So it was good to meet up with him, and you know, I gave him a copy of the Thing book, the you know, John Carpenter's The Thing tribute book, which nice. I had one of those that I saved for him, and I also got the address of my other cousin Daniel in Florida because I needed to ship out a Coheed and Cambria Good Apollo book to him because he's a huge fan of Coheed and Cambria. Yeah.
That's crazy. Kristen, what about you, man? I saw you and Kristen, man. That was a highlight for me.
Yeah, I came to New York. I saw family, saw you guys, I saw some other friends. Hung out a bit. You know, it was nice. It was nice to come back. I tell you what, it was easier coming in than leaving.
Oh, shit. What happened, man?
No, just the airport JFK
bullshit. Oh, yeah.
JFK is crazy. That's true. That's
sucks.
True.
The screening process sucks. Everything. It's like when you want to come down, it's like, oh, yeah. When you try to leave, forget about it.
Yeah, it's nuts, man. What about you, Carlos? What you do, man?
I chilled here. Usually during the holidays is when everyone that kind of moved away out of town to get like to move like for jobs and stuff, just come back home. So it's a good time to catch up with people that I haven't seen throughout the year. So it was pretty fun. I didn't play any video games. That's one of the things that I just was noticing. I'm like, did I play anything? And I'm like, I didn't play anything. It's crazy. Oh, go ahead.
No, keep going.
Yeah, like it's like I had a dead period where I wasn't doing anything. I wasn't working and I was just, you know, hanging out and stuff, but I didn't play anything, which was kind of surprising.
Crazy stuff.
Yeah.
Actually, funny, but like in that time, I think on New Year's, before New Year's, I actually did a platinum Hellblade.
Nice.
And nice. For the hell of it, since they give you, if you buy My Name Is Mayo, when you buy the normal version of My Name Is Mayo, you also get the Vita version, and they both get platinum
seeds. So. Told you,
shameful quick platinums, man. Shameful platinums, man. Pussy which platinums.
I need to slap the guys who made My Name Is Mayo in the face for one reason. You guys made a game where you have to tap a button, right? But you didn't think to make the to activate the touch screen.
They probably didn't want people breaking their screen.
I mean, literally, you could literally just like tap the touch screen, and no, you got to do it like, almost exactly the same way as you did in the consoles. Fail.
Oh, speaking of those type of plats, I'm playing one now. Maybe you might want this. Also, it's like $2.99, 36 fragments. It's called. You gotta get 36 fragments in. There you go. Get a plat.
Yo, man, you better get the Rise of Cobra after that one, right?
Cobra. All right, man. So wait, did I say what I did during the holiday? No, I didn't. I didn't do anything. I just chilled, which was great. Exactly what I wanted, man. Like I told some of my friends, I felt burnt the fuck out by the end of the year, you know? So it was nice to recharge the batteries. I didn't really do too much gaming. I kind of didn't want a game. I played, you know, some Persona 5 here and there. I even streamed a little bit of it. But nah, man, I was just chilling, watching TV and reading comics. It was fantastic, you know?
It's, the thing is that, you know, you don't think about it, but a lot, you really need to take those times, even if you don't have like a super stressful sort of job. You do reach a boiling point where your brain turns into freaking mush, and it definitely just take those times. You know, take that time. It doesn't even, you know, even if you're not doing anything, you don't need to do anything.
Because yeah, you know, I didn't you do back, shit. I didn't do shit on purpose.
Once you come back, you come back all nice and recharged, and you're ready to go. But you know,
yeah, that's what happened to me, man. I was beasting on stories this week. It was crazy, and I still got Friday. You know, actually, it's actually good that stories are happening again, man. At the end of last year was brutal. You know, it was like fuck. You know, but yeah, speaking about that, it's funny because Carlos was asking me like, "Yo, did shit happen?" Things actually did happen this week.
Things did happen.
Yeah, nothing like bomb craziness or whatever, megatons, but good shit nonetheless. So let's get into it, man. So the first one, and Chris, man, I sent this link to you. I hope you thought about it and shit, because I want your thoughts, man. So the Nintendo Switch, this is an announcement by Nintendo. Nintendo Switch is now officially the fastest selling system in the United States of all time. So what do you make of that, man? And remember, let's just be real here, fastest shipping, because they didn't sell that shit. Get the fuck out of here. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah. I really have to compare these numbers because I had notes that I had made when I talked about the Switch when it launched and my predictions and all this. Let me see if I still have it. I wrote down a whole bunch of stuff because I don't know if this is true or not. I had my doubts when I was looking at this. I was like, this can't be right, because I had looked at the beginnings of like 360, and then the first couple of months of PS4, which were like staggering. It was ridiculous. Like, let me see if I find.
Yeah, my question is, because you know they said it sold 4.8 million in 10 months, right? Or shipped that many. So yeah, we got to get those comparisons, man. Because you know how we do on Throwdown, man. We debunk bullshit around here.
Yeah. So I'm doubting these numbers, but they said U.S. like 10 months in the United States, and I only have global numbers. I'm looking at these now, but I just want to point out, like, PS4 in 2 months sold almost 5 million in globally in 2 months, right? So I'm like, can this doesn't sound right. And I don't know if, like, I have to go back to the statement. I'm sure I got the email, you know, where they brag about this. So I have to look at what they state, because sometimes they state very specifically, like, these constraints, so you can't really compare it to other systems. But so I have to see that. Like, and then obviously I have to compare it to themselves, right? You know, they said they outsold the Wii's first 10 months, right?
Yeah, that's what they said.
But I mean, I don't think they outsold like the PS4's first 10 months. So that's what I need to look at. And 360, I don't think they did either. So that is what I'm going to compare. So what I'll do is I'm going to enter it as a question for myself. And I'll
Yo, Fergus Mills, what's going on? What's going on, Fergus Mills? He goes, maybe they're only counting the original 13 colonies.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like, you know, everyone's going, you know, I reported the story, but at the same time, it's like, yeah, we're not getting any actual verification here or comparisons, you know?
But the thing that gets me about this is like, is it actual sales or is it just
ship?
It's just the ones bought by the stores.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, it's ship numbers. Yeah, they don't count actual sales. They can't, right? There's no way for them to do that. They just count, and they have no online to speak of where they could get like metadata like that. So it's just, remember, I always say this, Nintendo's customers are the retailers, not us. So the Toys R Us, Amazon, Best Buy, all that's Nintendo's customers. So that's what the numbers they look at.
So how do we know that most of these companies are not doing that? Like when you hear like, oh, hey, you know, blah, blah, blah sold this amount. What information are we basing this off? Are we just basing it off the fact that Sony or Xbox, you know, even, you know, already established Nintendo have already just.
Yo, man, I see that fork. You know, but you're right about that. How do you determine all this shit? You know, like, because remember, Sony actually says, oh, this is how many we actually sold to actual customers. So, like, how do they determine that? Do they go to every store like, yo, man, how many PS4s you sold, son?
They might get reports from each retailer, like
based on orders, reorders, and stuff.
Yeah, like that. So they can tell if they go after that data. I don't think Nintendo goes after any of that data. They only care how much the retailer orders from them, but they never report what the retailer is actually sold to people and resold.
Yeah, very interesting. But you know, obviously, you know what happened today when this came out. The Nintendo fanboys obviously strutting around like peacocks, you know, trying to say, you guys who doubted it, you're all a bunch of idiots, you know?
Something that I'm reading, I can't find, because obviously the Nintendo thing where they're getting those numbers wasn't exactly a year. But the PS4, according to this website, says after a year it sold 18.5 million, which is fucking ridiculous.
This is what I'm saying, like, PS4 had an explosive launch, like a million in the first 24 hours, almost 4.5 million to 5 million in 2 months, right? Global. Mm-hmm. So I mean, and then you just put out the year's number. So if I just look at North America, right? I don't see how this outsold the PS4's pace. Now I have to go back to 360, which I think also had an amazing first year.
Yeah, so you know what we'll do? Nintendo equals fake news. You crazy. So let's put a feather in it for now and come back to it on Sunday. Do some more research, see what you can find, and we'll come back to this because something seems a little, like, suspicious here, you know? Like you said, like the PS4, look how much it sold in the first year, you know? Come on, man. Fuck out of here. I don't know. It's weird. Anybody else have any thoughts on this shit?
I'm just surprised. That's all. You know, just surprised.
Yeah, like, I mean, it's hard to know exactly how much they sold because what Chris mentioned, this is just shipped. But regardless, it's still a pretty good sign for Nintendo. They're doing pretty well right now.
Yeah, it's not a Wii U situation, which is what I thought it was going to be. I thought this was going to be worse than the Wii U, you know, as in terms of sales. But I was wrong, you know.
Yeah, they're gonna surpass Wii U this year.
Oh yeah, yeah,
probably
yeah.
First half. Even close.
We making a bet on that?
Oh, you know there's a bet in everything, man. If you want a bet, let's do it.
No, I'm not doing no bet. I'm good. we all know that shit's going to outsell the Wii U this year, son. It's going to outsell the Wii U probably before... You think it's going to outsell the Wii U by the one-year mark, by March?
Oh, that's going to be close.
You know?
I mean, if they're counting ship numbers, probably, actually.
Yeah, and that is true, because they got 10 million ship worldwide. So, yeah, they could do another three, sure, you know?
Yeah.
But again, I got to ask the obvious question here. What does Nintendo have for this year, man? Let's just be real, you know? If you saw that same financial report, right? And we got to break down the financial report, because it was pretty... I mean, not the financial report, the press release, but it's interesting. But they said that this year they have Bayonetta 1, Bayonetta 2, a Kirby game, and a Yoshi game. I'm like, okay, two of those are ports, and the other two are not exactly huge sellers. So you're not giving me a lot of confidence in 2018 with this system right now, you know?
Yeah, and a lot of people are hyping up the Nintendo Direct that's going to be in a week.
Yeah, the Thursday one.
We'll see.
Oh, right. Isn't that just a rumor still? Yo, let's talk about that shit, actually. Actually, save that for later. I can't believe I forgot to put it in the show notes. But, okay, so, yeah, Kirby, Yoshi, I don't know about that. And then the press release also said that it was like 60% of Switch owners have Mario, Super Mario Odyssey. 55% have Zelda, which is interesting. Remember, like, it was like 100%, more than 100%, you know, originally. Mario Kart 8 was 50, and Splatoon 2 was 20, you know? I wanted them to give out the percentages of other shit. You know, like, how about those third-party games? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, first-party games, their attach rates are always high, no matter what console they release for.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. I think they go ahead.
With a big number. The big money ones, you know, the $60 price tag ones, because like he was just saying, it's like a lot of those smaller games, you knew they flew off, like Shovel Knight and stuff, you know, people buying it, you know, but they were like $5, you know, so.
Yeah, no, Mark, he what's going on, Mark? He goes, isn't Yoshi and Kirby also ports? Kirby, maybe, but they said the Yoshi is an actual new game. The Yoshi, even though it does look like Woolly World, it is a new game. You know, but Adam, since you brought it up, the rumor, and I actually, it's funny that I forgot about that. I did a fucking Tony's take on it. So the rumor is that next, two rumors. One, that there's going to be a Nintendo Direct next Thursday, which would be Throwdown 166. That's the first rumor. And the second rumor is that GTA 5 coming to Switch. That's the rumor right now. And like I said in the video, if that turns out to be true, you know these fanboys are coming after your boy. You know, oh, you're fucking wrong, you idiot. You idiot.
They're coming after you, yo.
They're coming after me, man. Coming after my head.
I don't know.
All you have to do is whenever they mention it, just send them a link, or if you're going to reply, send them that link to the Tony's take. Because, I mean, you're still technically not wrong, because that shit hasn't happened yet.
Yeah.
Like, theoretically, like, it's you think you're wrong, right?
Yeah.
So until it happens, you're like, oh, I already admitted this, so no dirt on my shoulder, man.
Motherfuckers. But anyway, what do you think about this shit? It's GTA 5 and a couple other games, man. But Chris, get in here, man. What are your thoughts on this shit?
Well, I mean, I doubted it. I still doubt it. But here's the thing. If they do announce it, the game you can expect is going to just be a castrated single-player experience.
Yep.
Like, there's not, they have no hope of getting GTA Online in there, and they're gonna have to make compromises in the single player. Like, everybody's screwed. Oh, they'll just put the PS3 version. Well, you're gonna get a little less than that. I guarantee it. So, if that's the game you wanted, if that's what you're screaming for, then, you know, congratulations. But I still am doubting that they're bringing that.
The one I think we talked about this in our little chat. Was that I thought was like the only way they could get this all in there is if they somehow also announced what they're going to be doing as far as their online, you know, like they release this game and that's like the thing that they run their new online with.
Well, that's interesting, because didn't they say that they were going to launch the online at the fall of last year?
Yeah, they got delayed, by the way. I believe they got delayed. Yeah.
It's funny because everybody's all up in our, all like, hey, you know, the games and blah, blah, blah. But nobody's asking a big question about the online and what they're going to do about that.
Well, according to one guy that went into the comments section talking shit, like, Nintendo doesn't need, like, Nintendo's online is already great. I'm not making this up.
Their online is great. Okay. You keep believing that, dude.
Yeah, he does believe it. You know, he was like, "Oh, you're just a Nintendo hater, Tony." Mike, what hate did I throw at the fucking Nintendo during my Tony's take? You guys saw the video. What hate did I throw at them? What the fuck are you talking about?
The thing is, it's like, okay, they had this whole goofball like online thing that you were going to pay you. So now, since they have all these people that have Switches out there, so are you, now that you're, you know, you have a couple of games that use their online, use online, now when you introduce their little the online, you know, what are you gonna, you know, turn off the online to Splatoon for that paywall? That's gonna piss people off.
Yeah, who knows?
And remember, they were planning to pay, make people pay for this. There's a whole chart that they released when they first showed the Switch
and what
their online thing was, their plan, online plan was.
Yeah, what's going on, Weapon X? Yeah, you're right about that. And then I think one of the other games that's rumored is Dragon Ball FighterZ. I could see that one coming. Manny said that Guilty Gear Xrd runs on PS3, which is, you know, the same engine. So that's theoretically possible.
Now it runs on PS3. Guilty Gear Xrd is running on Unreal 3.
No, but you said it's on PS3, isn't it?
It's on PS3.
That's what I mean. So. Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, it's on there. So I don't think that game would be that complicated. I think they could cut down a couple of things, you know, to get it to run really nice and smooth on there. So I could definitely see Dragon Ball FighterZ on there.
Yeah, but again, like you asked, what about that online though?
What about the online? How is that going to work? Are they just going to do co-op between two people, you know, in the same room? What are they going to do?
This is shit I'm talking about. Nobody asks these type of simple questions when it comes to Nintendo, man.
Everybody, because here's the funny thing about the whole thing. It's because there's all these fun games that are out there. Nobody's asking those sorts of questions. It's like, all right, we got this, you know? I mean, I feel like in general, when there's always that wonderful distraction of actually having games, regardless of all the online and all the other bullshit that goes along with it, as long as you have decent games, people just forgive all that shit.
No, exactly. It's crazy. But yeah, we'll see about that. But again, like, you know, I completely agree with Chris. And I said in the Tony Steak, I'm like, yo, if you get GTA 5, that shit's going to be gimped as a motherfucker. Let's just be honest here. You know, hey, and you know what? I got to bring this up too, because I said it's going to be compromised, just like Skyrim had to be compromised. And John Erdahl in the comments, and he was cool, so you know, I'm not going to throw any shit at him. He's like, yeah, but the Switch version of Skyrim, it runs better than it does on 360 and PS3. I'm like, yes, it runs better. It doesn't look better. There's a difference. You know, there's a difference between performance and graphics. You know, they had to cut down on the graphics to get it to run good. You know. So yeah, big difference there.
Yeah, so they cut it down, so that's what they're going to do. So Grand Theft Auto is going to probably look about as good. I mean, guys, the best example of what the Switch version of Grand Theft Auto would probably look like is L.A. Noire.
Yeah.
L.A. Noire, if you guys have not seen the tests of it, There's a big draw distance change between the PlayStation 3 and that version. So they're definitely cutting back on it. So what will it look like? It'll look about as good as it did on PS3 or Xbox 360, and that's about it.
Yeah, we'll see about. Yeah, it's going to be interesting. So we'll see. They definitely needed a Nintendo Direct though, because we need to know what the fuck's going on with this company. You know, this year, because again, Yoshi, Kirby, and two Bayonetta games. That's all we know. So far, we'll see, man. All right, there's something else I want to say about it. I'm fucking
probably gonna get like 10 Resident Evil games, and
yeah, they also said all those companies are gonna be supporting
the remasters.
Shit. Yeah, we're probably gonna get a bunch of that shit. Something else I want to say about it. I'm skipping it, but hey, go ahead, man.
A lot of people always speculate of a Pokemon game,
always, man.
I just don't think it's gonna release this year.
Nah, no way. Metroid ain't coming this year, you know. A lot of those big titles, son, they ain't coming.
Nope. They're probably, I don't know, they might port something from maybe like Smash Bros. From the Wii U or Mario Maker from the Wii U. They could port.
They should do that. Yeah.
Because, I mean, that would get a lot of traction.
Yeah,
I definitely think that we're going to see a lot of buffer games. You know, which is just porting over, you know, former Wii U games that people probably hadn't played. Which, In a way, it is definitely a good idea because a lot of people probably hadn't played those games already. Yeah. So yeah,
exactly. Yeah. That was going to be my point too. Like, it's a lot of people didn't play the Wii U and called it trash, but then when they noticed that there was actually a lot of good games for it, they're going to be like, "Oh, this is amazing! Mario Kart 8 is the shit."
Like, where were you guys, man?
I definitely think you're going to see that Mario Maker, and you're going to see a lot of those games all redone over from the Wii U versions of them.
Yeah, they're going to have to because, I mean, what else do they have, really, you know?
Because, I mean, you even said it yourself, like, Woolly World, I mean, the Kirby game is a redo of the last Kirby, is a port of the Wii U Kirby game, right?
I don't quote me on that. I don't know.
Okay. Well, we don't know.
But the Yoshi game is a new one.
But the Yoshi game isn't, but it is.
Yeah, that's true because it takes elements from Woolly World and Mario, Paper Mario and shit like that, you know?
Yeah, I'm thinking it's probably going to, it's going to also probably, if they do sequels, they're not going to be that big of jumps compared to the previous one that was on Wii U. So, yes, you are getting a new Yoshi game, but it's pretty much just the level editor from the original game just kind of, you know, ported over and they made some new levels. Same thing with what's that game? Splatoon. I mean, for the most part, you can't really tell Splatoon 1 from Splatoon 2.
Yeah,
with the exception of some new modes and maybe some new characters, skins, or whatever they throw in there. But essentially, it's the same game at its core.
Yeah, exactly. All right, man, let's move on, man. Got a couple of PUBG, things here. And they're both kind of funny. Okay, the first one is Lawbreakers. You guys know that game, Cliffy B game that bombed spectacularly. On January 1st, they you could track how many people are playing a game on Steam? Yeah. 50 people playing. 50 people. Man.
Wait, 50 people, what?
Yeah, compare that to PUBG, the same day had 3 million people, you know?
Yeah.
But anyway, so the Lawbreakers, the publisher, they're blaming PUBG for Lawbreakers' failure. The fuck out of here, man.
Blame all the other games that also came out during that window. Come on now.
It wasn't a good game. That's exactly what it is. Okay, them blaming PUBG is so stupid because PUBG came out way before fucking, you know, Lawbreakers. And Lawbreakers is not even a PUBG type of game. You know, like, fucking Overwatch was out at that point. You know, why not blame Overwatch? You know, it's stupid. You know, but like you said, Adam, it's just not a good game. That's the main problem with that shit, you know? But I'm guessing because, you know, and this was in their financial report.
It was drawn together that did it to Lawbreakers.
You know?
I mean, I've never played it. I've seen some gameplay videos of it, so I don't know if it's good or not, but this game, like, that's the issue with all these games. Like, they look similar. Like, this looks like an Overwatch, like, clone. Yeah, it might have some different things that make it just slightly different, but it kind of looks like it when you see the videos, and obviously Overwatch is a clone of other games. So how about you blame your lack of originality?
You know?
Like, or blame the fact that you guys don't take risks. Like, you obviously went into a fucking studio and just looked at a blueprint of what you think will sell a game. It's like, oh, a third person, like, what do you call it? Like arena shooter type of game, like the Unreal Tournament formula. Yeah, let's make that game because Overwatch is really popular. So if we make a good game, It's gonna get the Overwatch audience and make them play. And obviously, they're thinking that PUBG is a big competitor, so they might be thinking that they're gonna nick some people from the PUBG crowd. But no, people normally don't go from one game to the other when it's kind of like the same thing. It's like, why go to another place if they already enjoy one spot a lot?
That's something publishers don't seem to understand because you see that shit all the time. It's like, hey, that game is popular. Let's make another one. Look how many MMOs you saw, right, after fucking WoW got big. It's like, they're already playing WoW. They're not moving, you know?
Yeah, it's like GTA Online. Like, you don't see those open world sandbox online games popping up. Like, I don't know if, what's that game called? It was like kind of like a, it's like a GTA game, but it's kind of like a comedy of it. What do you call it?
Saints Row?
Saints Row.
It's like, yeah. Like, you don't see people, like, they're not making another Saints Row game because they know that GTA Online will take the majority of the crowd. Like, that's just a fact. Like, Overwatch, like, I don't understand why, like, they don't blame themselves for not making a new experience that people will enjoy. Like, that's my main thing.
It's like, it's definitely like the movie industry. It's like, they see that one guy makes those sorts of games, and then they start, everybody else say, hey, why don't we have one of those?
No? I think that they already know. I think this was to the people that they have to report to that don't know. So they could say, hey, look, this was the reason. You know, it's like, oh, it's like when a movie comes out and it does poorly in theaters and they blame it on Star Wars or other things. It's like, mm-hmm. There's other movies that hit the top 10, you know. You know, it's not like, oh, yeah, by the way, only one movie actually made money. Everything else is shit the bed. No, it's like you could have been in the top 10, but you didn't, and there was a reason. And don't blame the movie number one at the top. You know what I mean? It's like there's more to it. And I think that that's what they were probably trying to explain to whoever, I don't know, the shareholders or whoever was the investors. But, I mean, the development team, I'm sure they knew. They're like, all right, we came up short on a lot of things. You know, hell, I mean, when that game launched, the main issue a lot of people had, I remember seeing on online, because I was like watching videos, like, yo, how do you play? There was like no tutorial or anything. You know, people did not know what the hell was going on. So,
you know, you just push the go button.
Yeah.
Yeah, press the win button, man. But yeah, it's like, don't blame other people, man. You blame yourself, man, for creating an unoriginal game. Let's just be real here, you know? Yeah,
can I just say the little funny irony that these two critically acclaimed directors made these kind of pieces of junk like multiplayer games, you know, Mr. Cliffy B and what's his face, the guy who directed God of War, what's his
David
name?
Jaffe.
Oh, David Jaffe. Jaffe. Yeah, that's
they
right.
They almost exactly made the same game twice. And it didn't work.
No, because, you know, let's just be honest here. You know what happened. They saw what was going on in the landscape. Like, hey, I'm me. People like me. They're going to buy my game. So I'm going to make that. But me. And obviously nobody bought it because nobody gives a fuck about that.
See, they got to realize. I mean, those guys kind of have to realize they are not fucking Hideo Kojima.
Yeah. Cliffy B, he didn't directly say, but he pretty much did say that, like, yeah, I thought because of my name, this game would do better. But, you know, look what happened.
Number one, he hadn't been involved in the friggin' Gears of War franchise in quite a long time. Like, I mean, the second and the third one weren't his. He didn't direct those. He just directed the first one.
Yeah, but no, he was just talking about his name would sell the game. He honestly believed that.
You have to continuously make games for your name to sell, you know, just like anything else. It's like, you know, any actor, if they're not in movies for like, you know, for like 5 years, people may not remember them when they decide to go out again.
Yeah. By the way, South Star Online says, refusing accountability is anti-progression. Fortnite isn't dead. It's the complete opposite, and it directly competes with PUBG. The thing that killed Lawbreakers was, like you said, lack of creativity. Yes, right. Fortnite, it's not as big as fucking PUBG, but it's doing very, very well, you know? Because it's doing just enough differently. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, that's what. Stop being unoriginal, guys. Just do some unique, you know? It's like, oh, it's so stupid. It's like, oh, because I'm Cliffy B, people are going to buy this game. Come on, bro.
No, that's not. That doesn't work that way. There's only a few people that, if you say their name along with a new game, people will already pay attention. At that point in time, Cliffy B had kind of already lost that. If he had already stayed, you know, doing those games and doing good games after one after the other, I would say yes, but even his name wasn't even able to sell Bulletstorm.
That's right.
That's right.
That's fucking right. You know.
And now everybody loves Bulletstorm.
Yeah, I was playing the other day, and I was like, man, this really could have been in the Gears universe. I mean, the feel, the look, the character design, the modeling. I'm pretty sure the voice actors are the same. You know, the main character sounds a lot like the character who played Marcus Fenix, who also plays Bender. You know, it's like, I'm like, yeah, I think this is him. You know, it just felt like a Gears game. I don't know why they didn't just slap on Bulletstorm Gears something. You know, make a universe out of it. I don't know. Expand.
Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
No, that was it. It's fun. I'm still playing it. I'm on mission chapter 3, I think.
Something that Manny mentioned that kind of piqued my interest was he was talking about how there's only a few, like, quote-unquote developers or directors that have like a weight in their name. Like Kojima is one of them.
But yeah.
I'm curious, is there anybody else other than Kojima now?
Fucking Miyamoto?
No, not... Miyamoto's a joke. Come on, man.
No, Miyamoto still fucking sells games. You put that guy on a game, any game, and people are, "Oh, Miyamoto."
I think that's
over. That day is done.
Yeah, I think so too.
He's more of a fucking mascot than he is someone with a weight in his, like.
Exactly. They march him out because he's an icon. He, wait to his name after Star Fox Zero, all that good grace is gone, right? This man can't make a game anymore, and really he didn't have much to do with Odyssey or Zelda if you listen to all the interviews and stuff. I mean, they even admit who's the executive producer of Mario Odyssey?
Oh, I don't even know my man's name.
It's the guy who stands on the stage.
Wearing the hat and the gloves, yeah. So yeah. That guy, you know, Captain Ice Cubes. He said that they showed him Cappy, right? They ran it by him, and he hated it, and they did it anyway. And the same thing with the swimsuit thing. He hated it. Like, they literally said everything he hated, they put in the game.
Yeah, and everything he hated turned out to be things people like. Cappy is a great mechanic, you know?
Yeah, it's an excellent mechanic. He's just so butthurt from the freaking fire hose from Sunshine.
Yeah, didn't work out. That's right. Nobody liked that shit. Yeah, all right, man. So let's move on. There's another PUBG story. This one is funny. So Paladins, you know, that's the other kind of hero shooting. They call them hero shooters now, these Overwatch type of games, right? So this thing is getting its own PUBG mode. And here's the funny thing, right? They're not even trying to be clever about this shit. It's literally called Paladins Battlegrounds. And you know what you do in it? You know what you do in it? You get dropped onto a giant map with 100 other players, and the map gets smaller, and you got to find items in the game and to kill other people. It's the same. It's PUBG.
Jesus.
Oh, by the way, PUBG also has this mode where, like, you know, sometimes bombs will just randomly drain down from the sky. Same thing in this game. The only difference is, like,
those guys better get to fucking finishing that game right now before everybody.
The game is finished. The game is finished. Yeah, it finished on December 12th.
So I was gonna say, man, because like they better get to finishing that game because everybody's gonna start swooping in underneath the carpet right before them.
Everybody already did. GTA did it. Fucking Fortnite has a mode. I heard Warface also has a mode. You know, it's like PUBG. I'm like, damn, man, everybody is stealing this shit.
I wouldn't be surprised if Nintendo made their own version of that.
Yeah, right.
That'll be a new mode in Splatoon.
Yeah, right.
Put that in Splatoon, man.
So yeah. Adam, I think you called this shit. Everybody's gonna start stealing this mode now, you know?
Oh yeah. Yeah. That was the whole thing. It's like it's taking too long and it looks crappy, and I'm sure a bunch of developers with deep pockets and other publishers were like, you know what? We can do better. Oh, let's do it. You know, and we're gonna see it everywhere. I'm just really surprised that in my buddy game Call of Duty, they don't have that yet. And I was surprised by that because you would think with all the money that they have, they would have easily just went boom, we got a new mode. I mean, they have their own mode that's similar to that, but not on that scale, you know. So I'm surprised, but yeah, it's done for them. I mean, when you compare, even with Fortnite, if you compare Fortnite with PUBG, I mean, quality wise and fun factor wise, Fortnite's a better game.
Yeah, but like you know, like we said before, like yeah, you're right. All these games that are coming out right now, they're more polished than PUBG. But the thing is, PUBG, like our favorite word, we got to say for the first time in 2018, is hit the zeitgeist.
Yep, it's hit the zeitgeist. It's that game. So it you know, you will never. Everybody knows PUBG for being that game that has the battle royale mode, right? So every other game after that is just, you know, won't be able to live off of that legacy. Kind of like the way World of Warcraft became the MMO, you know?
Yeah, Halo became the FPS. Remember, every other game was supposed to be a Halo killer.
Yep.
Then after that was Call of Duty.
Call of Duty.
Then Destiny for like a minute.
Yeah, that's right. You know, so but it, again, it's just funny. It's like there's going to be better clones of PUBG, but people are still going to gravitate to PUBG because that's the game, you know?
Yeah.
I wonder if Anthem is going to have a battle royale mode.
Yeah, what's going on, Dio? Why does PUBG look like GTA 3 on Xbox One X?
Oh, man.
Dio. Yeah. By the way, it's not finished on Xbox. The game is still in early access on Xbox. You know, it's interesting. Yeah, but you know what? I'll give PUBG props because I was tasked with doing a strategy guide a beginner's guide for it. I never played this game. So I did some heavy, research and shit, wrote my article. And I'm like, okay, I kind of understand why people like this shit. You know, it's still not a game for me, obviously, but I get it, you know? That's why everybody else is commenting shit. So my question... go ahead, Manny.
I was going to say, as a journalist, that is a good thing. You should... Even if you don't specifically like a game that's out there, you at least understand the attraction to the game by doing your research and looking into the community and stuff.
Yeah, well, you know, there's got to be some journalists out there, right? I'm just being real right now, man. But yeah, so my question to you guys is, do you think that, you know, the developer, Bluehole, who does the PUBG, do you think they have a case if they want to bring anybody to, like, trial or whatever? Or do you think this is just a mode, like open world and shit? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know,
there are other games that, I mean, I think Brett mentioned it before. There are other games that have done this sort of mode before.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because that's what I'm saying. You know how like one game creates a certain thing and then every other game takes it. It's like
there's nothing they can do about it.
Yeah, that's it. Just have to live with it.
They can't really do anything about it, but they could come down on the fact that other game called themselves Battleground.
Yeah.
They can't copyright Battleground. Battleground's been around even before that.
You can't do Battleground, but you could maybe throw in something where it says something about like where they're trying to use a similar name to kind of attract people to it. You know?
Yeah, no, you're 100% right about that. So that's it. But the thing is, again, they are the ones that people are going to go to for that type of game first. So I don't think they need to worry. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't think they need to worry. I think for no other game at this point in time would be able to do a full mode like the way PUBG does it, where it's like everybody, that main mode is everybody gets dropped into this place and then the area gets slowly pulled in. I don't think anybody else can do that. I think it'll for other games, it'll just be a mode in another game. It won't be the thing.
Yeah.
See, and that's why I'm so surprised that, I mean, they all drop. Like, even Fortnite, you jump out of a plane. You know what I mean? It's like, why can't you just show up on a boat or something like that? You know? It's like, yeah, be creative about it. Or I have, like, where you're, like, in one of those, like, in Halo. Remember those missile capsules? And then it was in Halo 2 and you land...
Oh, the
ODST? Yeah, do something like that. You know, where he's like shaking. Oh, come on, make it cool. Don't just the same shit. He jumps down with a parachute. Come on now.
Yeah,
or you could do it like Hunger Games where they pop out of the ground.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Just come out of the ground. Yeah, I like that. Like, you could do it a lot easier. Everybody doesn't just have to jump out of a fucking airplane. You know, come on now. It's crazy.
or, you just have a car or like a truck or something, and they just throw them out of the back in a random locations.
Yeah. Something.
All right, man. Just a couple of smaller things here. We got to talk about this. We did talk about it before. Remember how we talked about how Bad Cats was done?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
they're back. Kind of. Oh,
like, kind of. What do you mean by kind of?
Okay, because they got. I'm saying kind of because not all of the original people are there, and they changed the name, even though it's still Mad Cats. It's like Mad Cats Incorporated or whatever, but. The thing is, like, with the new people behind it are saying they're not going to try to, like, make all these wacky peripherals anymore. They're going to see what people actually want and give them that shit instead of just giving them what they think people want, you know?
Fight sticks.
Oh, gee.
Wow. Fight sticks.
Yeah, Chris, they're doing something that actually makes sense now, you know?
Yeah, you know, it's like actually looking at data and not lying and trying to, so, like, yeah, guys, like, how about, you realize, like, here's a hot tip. The music games are dead. Hot tip.
Yeah, that's what fucked them up because they had that endorsement deal or whatever with or partnership, I believe, with Guitar Hero 4. Look what happened, you know?
But you know what it is? It was also known for crappy just controllers. Think about it. If you went to someone's house and they were like, yeah, we're going to play, and I got this Mad Catch. You could, yo, I don't even want to play with that shit. It didn't feel right. It never really felt right. None of them. Didn't matter if it was your PlayStation or your Xbox. They just felt cheap. If they can improve the quality, there you go. Because you already got the name. Everybody knows Mad Cats.
here's the thing I never understood, because, you know, for a while, Mad Catz was like the like big thing, you know, like peripheral maker.
For fight sticks. Yeah. They're badass.
Okay. Is that what it was? Because, you know, again, when I was hearing about all this shit, because, again, you know, Adam, I was like, wait a minute, because I'm like, I remember buying Mad Catz. All that shit was garbage.
The fight sticks were not garbage, though, but they were expensive as hell. They were quality. You're paying like $200-$300 for these.
Well, yeah, because they were using the quality fight stick parts and all that
stuff.
Okay, yeah.
They got all the buttons and everything.
So I'm guessing they're probably going to go back to that instead of making $300 keyboards.
They said they're making a keyboard, a mouse, and a headset.
What the fuck?
They already announced. They already announced three things: keyboard, mouse, headset.
Better lower that fucking price, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's like you paying like $300 for a Mad Catz shit?
I don't know, man. Number one.
I feel like the one thing that they, you know, I mean, granted, yes, they did make crappy things, but you know, you could also. They could also be the affordable option that puts out good, decent shit.
Yeah, they could do that. You know, it's like, yo,
you don't need to put out high end shit, because you got all these other companies that are doing high end shit, right? Okay, why not have a controller that doesn't cost fucking $60? Yeah. And it's a decent controller.
Yeah, Mark, you're right. Hori is a better company, you know. I like Hori, and Scuff Gaming is good too, but Mad Catz, I never liked Mad Catz, man. Never liked those guys. So whatever.
I feel like they should just change their name, because Mad Catz was never known for quality.
That's what I'm saying, man. They should have changed the fucking name of this shit. By the way, it's funny. I'm reading this report right now. It says that they went out of business last March. I'm like, damn, I thought it was closer than that, but oh well.
No, yeah, they went last March. Because you know what the other thing is, though, about the, you know, you put out these high-end fight sticks, and those are for enthusiasts.
Yeah.
Like, you know, fighting game enthusiasts who buy those sorts of things. You can't run a full business on that. You need to be able to make decent, normal things that people would want.
Yeah, hold on. I got to stop the show right now. So Barry Burton says that Mad Catz was the purple stuff you push out the way to get the Sunny D. All right, man. I like the purple stuff, man. But I'm minority, so you know how I am, man. I want that purple drink.
You know, I mean, the only thing you could say about Mad Catz controllers, at least the original, the older ones, was like, at least they were a step above the shitty GameStop ones you would get.
Oh my god.
Trash. At least it worked.
Oh my god.
Do you remember that? Some of the GameStop ones, they were like smaller. I'm like, what's with the sizing? It's like,
you know what? I'm sure they were probably trying to get past licensing shit. It's like, okay, we've made this GameCube controller, but 10% smaller.
Man, those are fucking trash. All right, so yeah, Mad Catz, I guess you're coming back. And the last thing here, this is funny. So now Microsoft has discontinued the Xbox One Kinect adapter, because you needed this shit in order to play Kinect on newer Xboxes. Now that shit is done. You know, so I think this is officially the end of the Kinect. Pour one out, man.
Yeah.
Wow. So.
Well, that.
Why the fuck did they make
that stupid thing have a specific port for that thing?
What do you mean?
For everything, man. They did that even with the X1 with the headset. And they were like, oh, yeah, by the way, you got to get this other little adapter just to plug in your damn headset. Why? Oh,
God.
Why do we have to do that? That's just what they do. They nickel and dime you, man.
Yeah, because the original Xbox One, you know, it had a dedicated port for a Kinect, right? Mm-hmm. And then the Xbox One S obviously didn't, so they had a USB adapter. But now they're discontinuing even that shit, you know? So I'm wondering, you know, what a certain somebody that used to comment on Throwdown a long time ago is thinking about this, because this motherfucker was always talking about how the Kinect is the most useful thing on Xbox and how it's going to have a huge presence and shit at E3, which none of that happened, you know.
Yeah.
I'm talking about other Zinc, by the way.
I'm gonna say this.
What's up?
The friggin' move literally has more usefulness nowadays than the actual Kinect does.
It does.
Is fucking sad.
That is hilarious. Think about it. Like, the Move outlasted all that shit. It outlasted the Wii controls, and it outlasted the Kinect, because people use it for VR games. That's fucking hilarious. You know, G Megaforce says, in Dreamcast days, Mad Catz was worse. That's how I got introduced to those motherfuckers, man. Because I used to buy those Rumble Packs and shit and memory cards from Mad Catz. Trash peripherals.
Yeah, some of those things. I mean, didn't Brett say the Mad Cat's thing blew out one of his controllers or some shit?
Yeah, it did. It's fucking bullshit. But yeah, I don't think there's any much more to say about the Kinect. This shit is, you know, that shit was already dead in the water anyway. And that's the, okay, I'm going to tell you something now, fanboys. You know, the Kinect is the main reason the fucking Xbox One failed at launch. It wasn't because of power. It was because of the fucking Kinect making it cost $100 more.
We said this before, if they had that price and they were offering what they were offering with the Xbox One X, that would have been a justifiable price range.
Well, you still had the issue of the always online, and you couldn't trade. You know,
get DRM the game. Shit.
There was a bunch of other things that all like smacked together. You know, basically, if what people were saying was like, if only they just improved from the 360, they would have been straight. Instead of going in this whole new direction of the movie industry, remember that they were going to have a movie studio, and then it was like, oh, now it's going to work as your DVR for your TV, plug in your cable, and do this. It was just going in so many directions. That it's like, right, wait, where are the games? Well, what's the focus of the game? Oh, gaming, that's one part of this box, you know, and that's what people saw. And then, of course, PlayStation did the 1-2 punch right after that. Remember they were posting those YouTube videos of just passing a game. This is how we do trading. Remember?
You know, they did that at E3.
They were like, yeah, this is how we do it. There you go. You know, and this is how you play games on it. Oh, by the way, what are we going to talk about? Nothing but games. I'll be right back. And then there was just games after games after game. You know what I mean? And it's like, that's what people wanted. They didn't want to hear about all this other shit.
Not for nothing, though, that E3, Xbox did actually, that specific E3, they did have a really good showing as far as games for Xbox One. the only problem is that everybody seems to construe the reveal of the Xbox with that E3. Really? Yeah. They were two different events.
Yeah, the E3 event actually course corrected shit. It's like, oh no, we actually do have games, guys. You know? But that was, man, I'm trying to look for this tweet right now. I'm going to call somebody out right now.
Uh-oh.
In a, you know, lighthearted fashion, though. yeah, Shawan Watson, he's one of our fans, right? I got to call my man out right now because he was on Twitter the other day. I'm trying to look for the tweet, but can't find it right now. He was on Twitter the other day saying that Microsoft needs to do is implement their 2013 strategies, but on steroids. I'm like, dude, those policies are what fucked them over in the first place.
Yeah.
Like, what are you talking about, bro?
If you want them to sink completely, they could do that.
Yeah, like a PlayStation fanboy can understand saying that, you know? Not a Microsoft guy. It's crazy. I'm trying to find my man's tweets. But yeah, I don't understand. Because he's basically saying that Microsoft is, like, I understand the heart of it. He's trying to say that Microsoft isn't doing anything to differentiate itself. At least it was trying to do that in 2013. You know, but it's like, you can't double down on that shit because it's not going to work, you know?
I mean, I feel like there's a lot of different ways that they could have differentiated themselves between then than trying to lock everything down and, you know, essentially punishing you for having a physical version of a game.
Yeah, all right, I found the tweet. I'm going to read this shit. My man goes, Xbox doesn't need to win some console war, but it does need to do something that Nintendo and Sony cannot even come close to competing with, and that's Microsoft bank account. That 2013 vision of Xbox that everyone mocked needs to come back, but on steroids. I don't know about that.
No, I don't think so, dude. Think about it this way. You have all these different things in place, boys online. You got to remember that there are parts of this country, and we keep saying that there are parts of this country in this day and age where people do not have fucking high speed.
I was
literally watching a documentary about how in Detroit they're trying to implement a free internet service for people who couldn't afford it, but because they didn't have the infrastructure. The reason why they don't have the infrastructure over there is because some people are so, the areas are so freaking poor. The freaking cable companies like Verizon and Comcast don't even want to bother with them.
Shit.
So you're telling me that people that we're going to make everything always online and you can't, what happens if you can't ping in fast enough? What does it do? Lock your console down? Come on, guys. Remember, you know, like Microsoft tried to do this years ago with their Windows games. they tried this, you know, it was a copy protection thing where you had to, you know, somehow call in, you know, your games had to call in to make sure that they were going to work. And it didn't work then. It's not going to work now.
No, DRM never works. If you put DRM on steroids, which I don't know how you make that worse, you're going to get backlash on steroids. You're going to sink.
You know,
I definitely think that, you know, I agree that Microsoft needs to do something to differentiate themselves from the rest of the competition. But as you see, there are not really, you know, at this point in time, there are not really, for this generation of Xbox, there isn't that killer thing that you need to play. In the previous ones, you had the Halo, you had your Halo, and then you know for the first Xbox, and you had Gears of War for Xbox 360. What does Xbox One have?
Nothing. Nothing that you can't play on PC.
Nothing that you can't play on PC. Nothing that you. I mean, I don't. The PC thing, I don't think that's that much of a big deal, because as long as it's still the Xbox ecosystem or the Microsoft ecosystem. To be honest, they should have been doing that 20 years ago. With the original Xbox. So at least it makes more sense now. But I feel like, yes, there's definitely needs to be something that needs to be done, and that, whether it be a game or something that they can do. You know, they were trying to push all this, you know, possible in the cloud. Where are these possible in the cloud games? It's like, you know, what is it? I mean, what was it?
Crackdown 3.
Crackdown was supposed to be the game that was supposed to be possible in the cloud.
Yeah. It's crazy. Yeah. By the way,
we still don't know when that's coming.
Who knows, man? By the way, a couple of things here in the comments. I'll fluff it out because we're kind of done with the show. This is what happens when we don't have Brett on, you know? I want to give a shout out to Lee Lu, what's going on, brother? Faisal M and Hussein Unsal, what's going on? And these guys are asking us, what do we think about these rumors of the PS5 being delayed. This is the first time I'm hearing about this shit. And here's my question to you guys, right? Here's my question. How can you something be delayed if it doesn't have a release date?
Yeah.
Come on, man. You can't just be buying into these silly rumors, you know?
I don't understand what that means about a delay when they haven't even actually announced it. Yeah. Unless you're going by the 5-year thingy.
Yeah, the three-year like thingy. Yeah, that's right. The
three-year thingy, like they were before. But none of that has Sony ever said that they were going to do it. I mean, what are we, year four now?
Yeah, year five. Yeah,
we're on year five. Yeah, they're going to stretch it out a little bit longer than that.
Let's just be honest here, right? Let's just say for the sake of argument, right, you know, that they did delay the PS5, right? It's not going to hurt anything because the PS4 is doing so fucking good right now. You know
exactly. Yeah. So
actually, Tony, you said you believe it's going to be 2019, right?
Yeah, my prediction is it's going to be either 2019 or 2020, because both of those are the 20th anniversary of the PlayStation in Japan and America. You know what I'm saying? Like the 25th anniversary in Japan, 2019, 25th anniversary 2020, in 2020 in America. Yes. But. In 2020, also the Tokyo Olympics happened. That would be great promotion, you know.
But aren't they? Isn't the Olympics connected with Sony with a Nintendo?
Not anymore. Sony's going to come in there, you know. But it's going to be one of those 2 years. If I'm entertaining the rumor here, 2021, sure, you know, the PlayStation I think could hold out till then.
Well, I think I do think Kaneda did have a Sony logo on his bike.
Canada.
Yes.
But again, where are these rumors coming from? It sounds unsubstantiated to me. It's silly. It's like we don't even know the release date, you know? That is dust dumb. And what's going on with Microsoft, guys? They said, do we hear about the Xbox lineup rumor? I don't know. Where are you guys getting your news from, man?
These guys are on Reddit, yo.
You know? And Manny, what was that thing you were telling us about in the private chat? Like Battlefront, Star Wars, Pink, Darth Vader.
Oh yeah. So here's a fun thing that happened. So you remember how the president of EA said something to the extent of so the reason why we didn't make all the loot boxes into aesthetic things like clothing and all kinds of other stuff is because we wanted to stay supposedly connected to canon. So you know, having a pink Darth Vader or a white Darth Vader would not be in canon. Yet in all, in Star Wars Battlefront 2, you can have Darth Maul versus Darth Vader, or Luke Skywalker fighting Rey. You know, Luke Skywalker, Return of the Jedi versus Rey from the Force Awakens, which it goes totally against canon.
Yeah, we talked about that on, like, the last Throwdown, actually. It's like, exactly. that excuse doesn't fly. Yeah.
So our fun friends in the modding community decided to make a white Darth Vader and a pink Darth Vader. And then when you go to download them, it has a quote from the, what's his name, something?
Jorgensen, right?
Jorgensen. The quote of him saying of that on the image for the download.
That's so hilarious. That's funny.
So it's like the community answering him back. It's like, no, people don't give a shit about goofy colored Star Wars characters. They give a shit about you fucking squeezing money out of everybody for things in a game. That's why.
Yeah, so the rumor of the Xbox games is the Fable 4 and a new Perfect Dark. Nope, that's not going to happen. I doubt that shit.
I mean, you got friggin' Rare is a damn good developer. You got them making fucking avatars.
Rare's doing that new pirate game.
The new pirate they got the new pirate game. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, Sea of Thieves, Sea of Thieves.
They have Sea of Thieves, but I'm like, after how long of doing fucking avatars and doing like bullshit projects for them?
We have to wait till one of those guys leaves, retires, and writes a book and dishes out all the dirt like that new politic one. You know what I mean? It's like I'm sure there's a lot of other shit going on in the back. They didn't want this game. We made this. They didn't like that.
The thing is that if you think about it, like as far as like the game industry goes, it's very hush hush about whatever goes on in the industry. Like
people don't want to burn bridges.
They don't want to burn bridges. And the other thing is like, I mean, I'm sure like a lot of times they fucking have you sign a gag order.
Oh yeah.
You know, I've never worked in in the full time game industry, but I'm sure they have you if you're a developer. They have you sign some shit.
It's no different than the one Tony had to sign before this damn podcast.
Yeah, right?
Yo, he sent me this long-ass shit. I'm like, what the fuck?
You better sign that motherfucker.
Sign that shit.
It's crazy, man. Sar is great, says, what's up, y'all? Happy New Year. Happy New Year to you, too.
Happy New Year.
And Happy New Year to everybody, man.
You know? Happy New Year. Everybody. Year of the dog.
Everybody. You know, like DMX and shit.
Yo, he's gonna come out of the woodwork. Yo, speaking of DMX,
uh-oh.
You know what he's doing? You know what he is now, right?
He's acting.
He's a pastor.
What?
He was on a TV show. He's on.
He gave it all up. He's a pastor now.
No.
So he's gonna be like, is he gonna be like, yo, God gonna give it to you? He gonna give it to you. God gonna give it to you.
Oh my.
Yeah, he gave it all up. I mean, I'm sure maybe all the work dried up, and he just said, you know what? I'm going to be a force for good.
I'm going to be a pastor. What? What?
Yo, I mean, I know one thing. If you go to his thing, you will not fall asleep. He knows how to entertain people.
he could hang out with Run, you know, what's his face? Reverend Run, you know?
Yeah.
Happy New Year. Hey, what's going on, Stashua? Thank you for the Happy New Year wishes. Appreciate that. And I think with that, we're just going to end the show. This is the opposite of the last...
DMX talk.
Yeah, X going to give it to you. Hey, man, because remember, the last episode of Throwdown we did was like 50 hours long, so it's appropriate that's sort of shorter. All right, so yeah, a couple things here. Exactly. So yeah, throw down your questions, baby. It is coming back on Sunday. You already know. So start leaving us questions now, son. You know, and some of you guys...
On the last Throwdown, your questions, not here.
Yeah, you know how... Man, fuck. Like, yo, we've been doing this shit for, what, 4 years now? Motherfuckers still can't figure it out. like, yo, Tony, man, you dissing the fans? But throw in questions. Leave your questions in episode 164 of that. There's only a couple of questions in there right now. And I know some of you guys were asking us questions on Twitter. That Twitter is the worst place to ask those questions because that shit's going to get drowned out, especially on my timeline, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it, in the Throwdown timeline, it sits on there for a little bit longer.
Yeah.
But we don't check that one as much as we check our own Twitters. So, but yeah, like, you know, we'll see it on there. You know, me and Tony check that one out to see what's going on there. But we don't get... sometimes we'll miss things. So the best bet is to leave it on the previous episode of Throw It Out in Your Questions, or on the Coalition if you have whatever the hell that that login is. I can't remember the name of it.
No, you don't need a login. Just go into the coalition.com, click on podcast.
Oh, it doesn't have that little thing you got to log in, whatever the hell it's called.
What the hell are you talking about?
Oh, he's talking about Discus.
Yeah.
No, you don't need that shit. I mean, you do need Discus, but you know, I'm assuming everybody has that. Or is that wrong to assume? I don't know.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to assume that everybody has Discus.
Well, it's right there. Just start writing, you know? But yeah, if you don't want to do Discus, just go to the last episode on YouTube, you know? I know somebody asked, again, see this, why you don't ask me shit on Twitter. Somebody asked us, oh yeah, that's what it was. Oh, Manny, and this is for me. It was specifically for me and Manny, but Chris could dive into this one. The question was, why do you guys hate the Lords of Shadow game so much? So we're going to tell you, man. We're going to tell you. Because again, these guys, you know, some, you know, we have a lot of newer fans, obviously. Because we've told the story why we don't like this game, but you know, nowadays all they hear is, you know, fuck that game, fuck that game, fuck that game. You know, that's all they hear, you know, but they want to know why. So we'll tell you, man. Throw it down. We're going to give it to you. All right. So yeah, that's going to do it for us, man. So thank you for watching and listening. Subscribe to Throw It Down on SoundCloud, iTunes, and YouTube. Follow us on Twitch, Mixer, Twitter, and Facebook at The Throwdown Show. Links are located in the description below. Once again, our show is Tony Polanco, and tonight I was joined by Emilio Lopez.
Thank you for joining us for the first episode this year. See you next week.
Chris Seeley.
Hey, take care, everyone.
Carlos Romero.
Later, people.
And Adam Vale.
Keep playing Call of Duty, and oh, check out Happy. That's a fun show.
All right, there you go. All right, man. We'll see y'all on Sunday, man. Sunday. Later.
Later, guys. Can't believe Adam didn't mention Lucha at the start of 2018.
It's not here. Can't tell them anything. It hasn't. There's nothing. They start filming February and March, and then after that, who knows when they'll release it.
All right, man. Great.
Later, guys.
Later.